What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Talking Halos. I'm your host today, Jared Timms, and I am joined alongside Nate Green. Nate, see, I switched up a little bit there for you since it is baseball season. I am
It
extremely
is.
excited. Football season is over. First podcast of baseball season, though not quite yet. Pitchers and catchers report at the end of this week, if I'm not mistaken.
I think the Dodgers and Padres have already reported, so
Yeah, we
technically.
good teams show up early. So, no, I'm just kidding.
They just actually have to go to Korea, if I remember correctly.
I don't know what the rules are. I would assume you get a certain amount of days.
It's until your first game, and they're going
Is
to
it?
Korea, so that's why
Oh, yeah, that makes
they're
sense.
early. Both those
Yeah.
teams are going to open the year in Korea. I swear it's Korea. It could be
It's Korea.
Japan.
No, it's Korea. It is Korea. So, that'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun. You get a lot of the international guys, the big Asian market going back there. Shohei, Yamamoto, who does
Didn't they just sign Matsui, the relief pitcher?
Yeah, Padres signed Matsui, who's really fun. Plus they have the second base.
Hwasong Kim is going
Shortstop.
back
Yeah.
as well.
It's a lot of fun. It's just those are two good teams to have going back there. So it'll be a lot of fun to open the season up there. So with all that being said, we do have some question. I do have a question about spring training, non-roster invites, but first, thank you everybody for watching and listening here at Talking Halos. We will be rolling into the end of the season here, with any news, any updates, anything that we have here over the next couple of days, weeks, months, and I mean it's going to be baseball season. We'll be talking Angels baseball here for the next 6 straight months, and hopefully ending this season on a good note. So we will see how that goes. But again, thank you. You're laughing. Come on, you got to be optimistic here early in the season.
I can't.
Be optimistic. Perry just came out and said he's optimistic, so we got to be
Yeah,
optimistic
so
as
then
well.
I
So,
know for sure it sucks.
all right. Come on. Be optimistic for people. So, just thank you everybody for watching and listening. Go ahead, hit that subscribe button. Pound that bell if you're watching us here on YouTube. Tell a friend about us as well. If you're listening to us, thank you as well. Subscribe wherever you are listening to us. You can follow us on all our social medias, X, Instagram, and Facebook. You can follow myself on X at Jared_Tims, Nate at NateGreen34.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
And let's get it rolling. So I mentioned spring training invites. Let's go over those just real quick if nobody saw them, but I'm sure everybody saw them, but we'll go over them real quick. I do want to know who do you think out of this group, and if you're watching us on YouTube, you can drop it in the comments down below. Who do you think has a chance to make this team? We can pick one from each section, so we'll go pitchers here. Caden Dana, Carson Fulmer, Joel Hurtado, Nick Jones, Adam Kolarek, Travis McGregor, Jose Marte, Cam Minacci, Alan Rangel, Hayden Sieg, and Walbert Urania. Who do you got? Who do you think has a chance to make the team out of spring?
Wow. I'm just going to be super boring and say Adam Kolarik. He got, yeah, most money of those guys. Lefty specialist kind of has a shot with what the Angels have. Matt Moore, kind of a guy who can get righties and lefties out. So I believe that in a bullpen, you either have to have two lefties or no lefties. Like, one lefty is kind of a worthless thing. So it just makes no sense to only have one lefty in your bullpen. Either have two or you have zero. So I think Kolarik makes the most sense with his age. Obviously, there are some guys that are going to create some buzz, but I think that's kind of the guy who's going to make the most sense of making this team.
Well, since you're no fun, I'm going to pick Hayden Sieg here. I think he has a good spring. A lot of hype with Hayden Sieg. Every time I talk about, or every time it's like, hey, watch out for this one player, it seems to be Hayden Sieg. So watch out for him this spring. I'm extremely excited to see what he brings to the table for the Angels. So catchers, these are going to be kind of interesting. Most of these guys, they bring a lot of catchers because you need a lot of guys catching bullpen. So you get Juan Flores, Caleb Hamilton, Zach Humphries, Francisco Mejia, Alberto Rios, a little bit of a surprise name there behind the dish, and Chad Wallach. Who do you think has a chance here to make the team out of spring? You can be boring on this one because
yeah, of course. Francisco Mejia, again, got to be boring again. Francisco Mejia, I think, has a shot to make this roster. He does a really good job. Switch hitting catcher, good defender. Not really the best offensive catcher, but you don't really need that with you have Logan Ohapi. So obviously it's pretty cemented that it's going to be Logan Ohapi and Matt Theis, but you know, an injury or something, and Mejia has a shot to make this roster.
I'll say Chad Wallach because I love Chad Wallach. I think he deserves a major league job as a backup. I think he complements Logan Ohapi very, very well. I think he's the first guy that comes up if for some reason Matt Theis just isn't doing it, which again, we've said this before. We've said this quite a few times. Defensively, Matt Theis is just not that great of a catcher, contrary to belief. However, the guy that I do want to spotlight, 17-year-old Juan Flores. When I brought this name up on Twitter, by the way, Kenny Rosenberg, Kenny Rosenberg, friend of the show, replied and said he had no idea he was 17 years old. Like, that's how good he is. I've been throwing out the Martin Maldonado comp to Juan Flores for quite some time now. He's a very good defender and somebody to keep an eye on. He's not going to make the team. I'll say that. He's not going to make the team out of spring. But, man, it's a fun name to keep an eye on. So we'll go infielders here. Hunter Dozier, Cole Fontenelle, Charles LeBlanc, Richie Martin, Miguel Sano, Evan White. A lot of boring names here, other than Cole Fontenelle, who is a prospect. But go ahead. This actually is kind of fun because you can say any of these names, and I think we can all agree on it.
Yeah, I do think that this is actually a little bit more interesting than not. For me, it comes down to Hunter Dozier and Miguel Sano. I think Miguel Sano actually has an outside chance of making this roster. If Nolan Chanuel struggles in spring, there's a chance that the Angels go, uh-oh, and Sano makes the roster and starts at opening day at first base. Will he? Probably not. You're looking at like a 2% chance, but there is an outside chance that he makes this roster because he does have some power. He can handle first base, and the Angels are lacking in both of those actually right now.
I was kind of thinking the same way, but I was going to go Evan White. Just because he has the experience and he's getting paid quite a bit of money, regardless if he's in AAA or not. But I like Sano. I think that's a fun signing. Hunter Dozier, I mean, you can't go wrong, especially if some of these guys are starting in AAA for you. We said this before, Salt Lake has a chance to be decently fun. I'm like, in all honesty there, they have a chance to have some fun names down there that have played at the major league level as well as prospects too. So I'm excited for Salt Lake as well, this group of infield. I'll say Evan White. Just to keep it opposite of you. And then outfielders here, Willie Calhoun, Jake Mariznick, Jason Martin, Nelson Rada. Nelson Rada probably doesn't make the team out of spring. Maybe we see him at some point this year if he goes to AA. I don't think
highly,
so.
Highly unlikely, but sure. Still,
18-year-old getting a spring training invite. Awesome to see Nelson Rada. Probably not going to make the team. Who do you think out of all these guys has a chance?
I'm going to say Willie Calhoun. I think the Angels, again, need left-handed power. Willie Calhoun can bring that to the table. Probably not a second baseman, but could play second base in a pinch if something drastic happened. He could play second base in a pinch. He can play all three outfield spots. Probably shouldn't play all three outfield spots. Probably a corner outfield guy, but what? He has no business playing center field.
He's not playing center field. He has no business playing center field, like you said.
He can do it in a pinch, just, you know, saying lefty bat with some pop, professional hitter. I think he is the only one that makes sense because of the way the Angels lineup is constructed.
Yeah, and I'll just go with the opposite as you, Jason Mariznick. I think that there's a Jason Mariznick. Why did I say Jason Mariznick? Jake Mariznick.
You were combining Jason Martin and Jake Mariznick.
So Jake Mariznick, I think that I think we see Mariznick at some point. Been there, done it before. Good defender. If you see an injury, probably one of the first guys that gets called up. I'm surprised Calhoun's actually listed as an outfielder and not an infielder, unless you can only send a certain amount of guys. But yeah, we'll kind of see there.
He hasn't really played too much infield.
He hasn't played too much outfield either. I mean, he's not.
No. He played outfield for the Yankees last year.
He's a DH. He's a DH.
Playing outfield for the Yankees doesn't count, I guess.
No, he's a DH. Like, Willie Calhoun is not a good defender at the end of the day. It's fine. You can put him wherever you want to. I'm just saying he's probably not a good defender. If he was a 100 WRC plus guy last year, though, so that's very helpful. And again, good signing by the Angels, and the Angels have a chance to be real fun down in Salt Lake. But yeah, I mean, I don't know where you hide him. That's, I don't say that about too many major leaguers, but he's not a very good defender anywhere. So maybe a corner spot. I don't know, man. So let's get on a little bit of news here before I got another question here for you that could, I don't know, maybe spark some fun conversations. I have a good feeling about that. So
always.
Let's get on to a little bit of news here. Angels claim, do not sign, claim Guillermo Zuniga, I think is how you say his name. They actually DFA'd Austin Warren, had the elbow surgery. They since have released Austin Warren. Though Zuniga, very fun arm. We saw him play for Team Columbia, triple digits, good slider. Very good pickup. One of those guys that, you know, you hope when you see him get DFA, it's like, man, I hope somebody takes a chance on him. And I'm glad the Angels did take a chance on him. You got any anything on him?
Kind of reminds me of Jose Marte with the high fastball, and I think his slider's a little better than Marte's, but very, very similar. Not exactly the most pinpoint control. Has struggled at AAA. I know people look at the numbers with St. Louis and be like, well, he was an average pitcher with the Cardinals. You look at his AAA numbers, he was really bad. And I think that's what happens when you got a guy who throws really hard and doesn't really command it as well as you would like. But that's kind of what you look for out of the bullpen, and that's kind of what Perry's done, is go get guys that throw really, really hard. And if they throw strikes, even better. But if they don't throw strikes, hopefully they're around the zone enough to get outs. I also... By the way, the reason that Warren has to get released, there is a weird rule where if you are hurt and you're getting DFA'd, you have to be released. They won't let you, because Warren is recovering from TJ, he has to be released instead of being sent to AAA. So that's why he was released, not because the Angels didn't like him. It was the rules that are in place. I believe they can still re-sign him on a minor league deal if he is up for that, but... that is why he was released.
It probably has something to do with insurance, to be honest, like, because the Angels do have to pay for surgery and recovery and all that, so I'm sure it has something to do with the insurance side of things. I'm sure they'll bring him back, though. That's a name that's been good for the Angels. It's not even like he's been kind of up and down. When he's pitched, he's been good. Unfortunately, he had the elbow injury last year. So I hope we see him back at some point with the Angels. On to a little bit more news here, just small news. We already mentioned Jason Martin and Carson Fulmer, but signed Jason Martin to a minor league deal, brought back Carson Fulmer. I have a strange feeling that the end of the year outings that Carson Fulmer had got him some type of deal with the Angels, going back-to-back games after he throws like 7 innings out of the bullpen, and then he goes another 2 innings or something like that the next day. It was something crazy like that.
And everybody's was 5-2, but yeah.
Something like that where it shouldn't happen, but it's like, hey, man, I'm pitching for a spot here. So good to see those guys back. Not a lot going on. I know I saw some rumors about Jordan Montgomery again. I think we know where we stand there. You mentioned Diego Herman again. I'm sure we stand probably very similar spot with both those names. I like Herman a little bit better because it's not going to cost the Angels millions of dollars but
I think Hermann is really, really weird. It's weird that the Angels would even be brought up with Hermann.
isn't he Tommy John guy?
No, he is a not a good guy. So that's why I think it's very interesting. I think you had the issue last year with the drinking in the clubhouse. He had to be sent home. The Yankees actually had to end up releasing him because he was an alcoholic in the clubhouse. There was another report of him. I believe there's a report of him having a domestic abuse. And so, like, you add those two things up, and that's not an Angel signing. They don't typically go that way. And I think if you're going to go that way, and I am not a Trevor Bauer fan at all. I just am not. But if you're willing to sign Domingo Germán, who is going to cost the same as Trevor Bauer, why would you not just sign Trevor Bauer at that point?
With the way that Bauer's been this offseason, like, again, not political. People will always be pissed off about what Trevor Bauer is accused of. I don't want to get into that. You can get Trevor Bauer on a league minimum deal with incentives, like, and he is anywhere near what he was. Like, he makes the team better. Do I have questions about him in the clubhouse with cameras and everything? Yes, I think it's a little bit. I want to say it's a little bit better now that Shohei Ohtani's gone. But
But then they're going to be looking for their new muse.
yeah, I do worry. I do worry about the clubhouse type of thing. He deserves to play. He deserves to play at
But
the
is
major league level.
Herman's not a good clubhouse guy from what the Yankees report is. Like having a drunk guy in the clubhouse screaming and yelling at coaches and players, like that's not a good clubhouse guy.
No.
And I hope he's clean and everything's going well in his rehab and things like that, but I mean, if we're going to take a chance, why don't we take a chance on the guy who's actually won a Cy Young? And that's coming from a guy who is very, very anti Trevor Bauer. I don't want Trevor Bauer on this team because I don't think he fits this culture that Wash is trying to build and things like that. But if we're even tempted to talk about Domingo Germán, like why is Trevor Bauer not there?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Like I said, I Trevor Bauer is an extremely smart guy. He's an extremely smart individual when it comes to baseball. We talked about this. We talked about this the year that he was a free agent, 2021. And it's like, man, what would he be able to do for Griffin Canning, you know? And they got a pretty young core group of guys. I mean, Trevor Bauer might be able to help out some of these guys, at the end of the day. So yeah, it's kind of that Michael Lorenzen. That Noah Syndergaard effect for me, where it's like, man, this rotation's young. You need somebody to lead this rotation. And I mean, Tyler Anderson, yes, he's there, but if he's what he was last year, it just doesn't seem like that's the spot for him. I'd love to see the Angels get a leader. And it doesn't have to be an ace either, right? Like, it doesn't have to be a duty. You just need somebody that's gonna take a
Like
hold of these guys.
Stroman would have been a perfect guy. Like
Yeah.
he could have been that guy.
Somebody who speaks for the rotation.
Yeah.
So, it bring this all this brings me to a very interesting question for you. Are the Angels done? Like, we're what now? 2 days? If you're watching this on Tuesday, we were 1 day away from pitchers and catchers reporting on Wednesday. There are so many big names still out there, by the way. There are a lot of big names. Like, I feel like we haven't gotten to this part of spring and this many big names are out there still. In quite a while, at least. The Manny Machado year would be the year that I could think of. I think Carlos Correa signed late as well. But yeah, I can't think of too many years where you had this many guys that are still free agents. So, that being said, are the Angels done?
Depends. What's your timeline on done? Does that mean like they're done? They won't sign anyone else until for the rest of the year. They won't sign anyone until
Is
spring
this it, is
training
this the
is
team we're
over.
is this the team they're going into opening day with?
No,
Is this You don't think this is it?
this is not. There's a lot of questions to be answered. Jose Suarez needs to pitch, and he needs to pitch well because, hey, no, he
No,
needs
I'm
to
saying
pitch.
that's not a signing though. That's the thing.
I
Like,
know,
you have
I know,
guys to replace him.
but getting rid of Jose Suarez allows you to bring in somebody else, right? Like,
Yeah, Adam
there,
Kolarik.
Adam Kolarik, yeah, fine. There's a as of tomorrow or the 14th, the Angels will be able to put a guy on the 60-day. Jose Quijada will go on the 60-day, which will open a spot. Now, the Angels have a couple different ways they can go about it. They can go pick up a guy who's been DFA'd. They can go sign a guy. Or they can just say, hey, you know what? We'll go to spring with our 39. And if Sano or Dozier or Mariznick or whoever outplays it, then we'll give him the 40-man spot. So they do have some wiggle room with that. And I think because of that, the Angels aren't going to be done. Stefanik, how does he hit? If he doesn't hit, do you just say, okay, we're DFAing him and we're gonna go find out how to get Kike? If Shanuel doesn't play well, is it a thing where it's like, oh, Votto, we were only offering you $2 million, we're offering you $5 to $7 million because we need a guy who can play first base? You know, like, I think there's a lot of questions that have to be answered with this team because it's not a good roster right now. And I know Perry came on yesterday and, you know, spurted his BS about, oh, it's a great roster. And, you know, we were real close last year, but we just had a couple things not go our way. Like, no, your roster sucked last year. You didn't have enough pitching. You relied really on three guys, and that was it. And this year you're trying to rely on two guys and hope that everyone of these kids takes the next step, which we really haven't seen the Angels kids take a next step. Like, the last time that we've seen an Angels kid take a next step was Mike Trout. And that includes the starting pitching as well. Like, you haven't really, I guess Patrick Sandoval a couple of years ago was the last time that you really saw somebody take a next step on the pitching side of things. But you have not seen guys take that next step, and we're going to rely on guys that didn't play in the minor leagues and hopefully that they have played enough to take that next step in the major leagues. So this roster still needs a lot of help. I don't think this is the way that goes into spring training. There's going to be someone else, and I still don't love the starting rotation. Tyler Anderson being on this roster and Jose Suarez being on this roster and Griffin Canning being on this roster opening day would be an embarrassment and would just be a total lack of awareness and a total failure on Perry Minasian's part.
Yeah, and like I mentioned here, just going to rattle off some notable free agents here. Tim Anderson, Cody Bellinger, Brandon Belt, Matt Chapman, Adam Duvall, JD Martinez is in that mix. Whit Merrifield, AJ Pollock, Soler, Urshela on the position player side of things. And then pitchers, you go Clevinger, Greinke, Brad Hand, Liam Hendricks, Michael Lorenzen, Jordan Montgomery, Hyunjin Ryu, Blake Snell, Ryan Stanek, Brandon Woodruff. A lot of names that could play big parts on this roster.
Those guys are hurt, but yes.
Yeah. A few of those guys are definitely hurt, but man, it'll be really interesting to see what happens here. I mean, you mentioned the you can add guys to the IL here pretty soon. You see Quijada get added to the IL, it opens up a spot. We'll see kind of where that is and where a lot of these guys come into spring. So got any final thoughts before we let everybody go?
Jose Suarez better not make the opening day roster.
Stop it. I get it. We all get it. So
I don't think we do, because I still see people say Jose Suarez could be a legit guy in this rotation.
He could be a guy in the rotation. Do you call it legit? I don't think so, but he could be a guy in the rotation.
Tyler Anderson's a guy in the rotation. That's not someone we want in the rotation, but he's there.
I mean if Tyler Anderson turns into 75% of what he was with the Dodgers, not saying that that's going to happen, it's 2 years removed, but if he turns into 75% of the guy that he was with the Dodgers, this is kind of a fun rotation in a sense. It's not great, but it's a fun rotation. I mean, you got some guys that could be really, really good. I mean, we talked about Patrick Sandoval being a Cy Young Award winner a couple years ago. I mean,
what's the definition of fun? Because, you know, the Oakland A's were fun last year. They won.
No, they were.
They were fun last year. Got to see Mason Miller throw and, you know, got to watch him
there
lose.
You go. That's
100
fun.
Games.
Mason Miller is fun. Yes. That's the type of thing.
That's what I'm saying. The definition of fun is very, very loose. Like,
Ben Joyce is fun.
So the Angels are fun because Ben Joyce could make this roster.
Sam Bachman has a chance to be fun. I'm just saying, like, these, they got young kids. You're in a spot where the Angels haven't been in a little while with a lot of these young guys, right? I mean, you were talking, for the longest time we were talking about, man, like what happens after Albert Pujols' contract comes off the books and Josh Hamilton comes off the books and Justin Upton comes off the books, and now we're going to be talking about, hey man, what happens when Anthony Rendon comes off the books, you know? So it's not saying that they're going to be good, not saying that they can be good. Bring in around Washington, we asked for culture to be changed, they're doing that, culture is being changed, they've gotten younger, it's not perfect, but at least they're fun, and you can take whatever definition you want from that. So with all that being said, I'm not letting you talk anymore. With all that being said, thank you so much for watching and listening. Go ahead, hit that subscribe button wherever you are doing so. Go ahead, hit that bell if you're on YouTube as well. You can follow myself on X at Jared underscore Tim's Nate at NateGreen34. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.